Okay, everyone help yourselves to donuts and coffee as we continue our learning here on Wednesday mornings. As you know, Rabbi Goldberg is on mini sabbatical for the next few months. So in his absence, we're going to take a break from Sharim B'Tfila and instead learn a different one of Rapinkus' Sfarim, and that is Nefesh Shimshon. Nefesh Shimshon on Tfila is where Rapinkus goes, not as much in broad terms through davening, but tefillah by tefillah that we say during the day, some of which we're so used to saying that we don't even think about the words anymore. And hopefully by learning about the words, by delving into the words, we'll gain new appreciation for that which we say on a daily basis. He begins right at the beginning with a phrase that we say immediately upon waking up in the morning. And that is the phrase, Moda'ani lefanecha, melechai v'kayam. The phrase that basically any child from the kindergarten is taught to say immediately upon waking up in the morning. And again, we say it so frequently that it behooves us to take a moment and to reflect upon the words that we are saying. Rapinkus wonders the following question. Why is it so significant that the very first word that we say when we wake up in the morning is the word mode? I acknowledge. I acknowledge someone else. He says, Madua dafka milim elu. Why is it so significant that the very first word that we say when we wake up in the morning is the word mode? And he says that it's a very simple reason. That we are trained, we are innately so trained to be concerned about ourselves. Think about what happens when you wake up in the morning. So if you're anything like me, Rapinka says, so the very first thing when you wake up in the morning, your eyes open up and you say to yourself, am I tired? Did I sleep well last night? Did I get enough sleep last night? Does my head hurt me? Am I dehydrated? Right? Everything that we do immediately upon waking up in the morning is all centered around ourselves. He says, Adam kam baboker poseach eseinav. A person wakes up in the morning, they open up their eyes. Mahu adavar arishon shu pogesh? What is the very first thing that we encounter? What's the very first thing that we see and that we think about? Es hadavar achi karov elav es atzmo ha'ani. The very first thing that we think about is ourselves. Hu tovel atzmo. A person wonders to himself, ha'im ani adayin ayef? Am I still tired? Ha'im yashanti maspik? Did I sleep enough? Yashanti tov, alo yashanti, right? Did I sleep good? Well, not well. Harosh koev, alo, is my head hurting me? And because we are so innately trained to worry about ourselves and to think about ourselves, therefore to counteract that, to counterbalance that, lachen hamila harishona himode. Therefore, the very first word, before we're even able to think about ourselves, the second we wake up in the morning and open up our eyes, the very first word we say is mode, to acknowledge the existence of something else. Lateitz la kadosh baruch hu es harega hazeh. Immediately to take our focus, to shift our focus off of ourselves and to place it on a kadosh baruch hu. Lehodos ki lo ani zo hamila rishona, to make sure that the very first word we say in the morning is not ani, is not about me, selfish and egotistical and narcissistic, but elamode. Immediately to shift our focus and to shift our priorities from ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, Aval im chalila adam oches es hakol ha'atzmo. If a person, the very first second they wake up in the morning, is only thinking about him or herself, hareinu birshus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ela birshus atzmo. So you've immediately established who you place your trust in, who you place your priorities in, and that you placed your trust in yourself instead of placing your trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's one problem if you do that. Because if I place my trust in myself, if I say that everything that's going to happen to me is dependent on me, says Rapinkus, that breeds a tremendous amount of anxiety. Sheyidag leparnas atzmo, if I have to worry about my arm parnaso, libriuso, I have to worry about my health, I have to worry about my children, so the I and the I and the I, everything focused on myself, places, says Rapinkus, a tremendous amount of burden on my shoulders. Kamashu yachol, and it limits it to my own capabilities. And therefore, when I shift it off of myself onto HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it lets all of that burden off of my shoulders. Mila rishona zot tzricha lahashbi'a aleinu lemesha kol hayom. That very first word that we say every morning, modeh, Hashem, I acknowledge that everything, whether it's my parnasa, whether it's my health, whether it's my children, whatever is stressing me and making me anxious, when I shift that off of my own shoulders and I welcome Hashem into the equation, Ladas lemi anu shayachim, and I acknowledge to who I am shayach, to who I am dependent, to who I place my allegiances, Zohi hataosha kulanu. Kol echad meitanu machshiv es atzmo la'oved Hashem. V'choshev la'atzmo. Ani rotze l'ilmod u'lispal. Right, he says, we have a misnomer. We think that what it means to be an Eved Hashem, that what it means to be a servant of Hashem, is that I learn, and I daven. Ani me'unyan gam li'os yehudi tov. I want to be a good Jew. Ani rotze l'kayim mitzvos. I want to fulfill mitzvos. L'gmol chesed. Ineni rotze lo lichotz. Hakol ani. We are so ingrained to care about ourselves that everything is viewed through the prism of the I. I want to do this. I want to learn. I want to do mitzvos. I want... Everything is with an I. But says Rav Pinchas, the very first word that we say during the day is meant to recalibrate our focus and to recalibrate our sense of priorities. Hamachshava hatmimit shel ha'ani soteret et mehus ha'yehudi. It undermines the very essence of what it means to be a Jew when all of our focus is about me. Me, me, me. Because he said it's the exact opposite. Yehudi hu Eved Hashem. A Jew at its essence and at its core is meant to be an Eved Hashem. Is meant to be a servant, not of myself, not of my own personal ego, but of Hashem. Hu lo me Torah. We learn Torah, says Rav Pinchas, not because I want to learn Torah. Rak mishum she'akadosh baruch hu tziva alav lilmod, v'lo mishum she'kach hu rotzeh. I learn Torah because Hashem commanded me to learn Torah, not because that's what I want to do. Ki malimu taloi bertzono, harei lefamim yitachein shehu kvar lo rotzeh lilmod. If learning is because I want to learn, so you know what? There are nights, there are mornings where it's inconvenient for me to learn. I'm tired, I have a headache, I have so many things to do, and so it shifts down in my order of priorities because it's all about me. I don't want to do it right now, and so therefore I don't have to learn this morning. I don't have to daven this morning. Avali matchilim es hayom be'amiras modeh. Says Rav Pinchas that when we start our day with the word modeh, we acknowledge that it's not about what I want to do, but rather makirim be'uvda sheyesh adon lebira. I acknowledge that there's a master. There's someone orchestrating all this. There's someone for whom I live that's beyond myself. Shehua omer sheli malasos. He is telling me what to do. I don't do it because I want. I do it because Hashem tells me that's what I should be doing. V'ketzad linhog b'chol prat v'prat me'achayim hakol nira acheret. When I approach my day, not through the me and through what I want, but when I approach the day because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do, it shifts my entire focus. They say about Rav Chaim Kanievsky and Rebbetzin Kanievsky that Rav Chaim Kanievsky, when he would learn, he would always refer to them as chovos. He would always refer to them as obligations. And it's so antithetical to the way we think that we say, you want to learn because you should want to learn, that learning should be exciting, learning is something that's good for us. But Rav Chaim refers to it as chovos. He refers to it as an obligation. That the same way my mother taught me from the time I was born that I have to brush my teeth in the morning, it's not whether I want to or whether I don't want to. I have to wash the dishes at night whether I want to or not because I know that's something I have to do. It's a chova, it's an obligation upon me. So too, says Rav Pinchas, the very first thing we do during the day is to remind us that we do everything because it's an obligation to Hashem, because we live for something far beyond what I want and what I think is best for me. We do it because it is a commandment from Hashem. It is a chova from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It shifts the entire focus of our day off of ourselves onto Hashem. And we do that all, says Rav Pinchas, just by the very first word of modeh. He finishes up this paragraph by saying, Achim aynu chashim sha'anu avadin. If we first, the very first thing we think about in the day is that we are servants, Hayinu mevinim she'adoneinu adayin lo shichrar otanu. Hashem hasn't freed me. Just because I'm not in the mood or just because I'm a little tired doesn't mean I'm free to my obligations. Lo kabalnu get shichrur. We haven't received a free pass, a hall pass. V'zehu hevdel atzum. That, he says, is the difference between starting our day with the word ani or with starting the word of modeh. Whether it's all about me in my obligations to myself, or whether it's all about my obligations to Hashem. We'll finish up quickly. Tamid adam orech la'atmo cheshbon, ma la'asos achshav, l'mod, to learn a little bit, to go for a little nap, to eat a little bit. Baruch Hashem kulanu yirei shamayim, aval yesh lanu kol kach harbei cheshbonos, we have so many obligations, so many things to take care about. Ve'inenu choshvim l'rega harei yesh lanu ba'al habayis, but we don't stop to think that I have someone who I'm responsible to. Mahu omer, what does Hashem want? Mahu choshev, what does Hashem want from me? Ha'im hu shichro osanu, has He freed me in my obligations yet? Zohi mila harishona, that is the very first word we say during the day. Mode, ani mode she'ani shelcha, I say that I am dependent, I am to you Hashem, Hashem Yisbarach, that the day is not about me and my wants and my needs and my desires, but my day is about how can I serve you? How can I bring you into the world? How can I truly be the Eved Hashem that you, Hashem, want me to be? Everyone have a fantastic day.